Anecdote number four. Found sandwich. I was asked today what I was eating for lunch. What composed my sandwich was canned in water tuna fish, mayonnaise, hake left over from dinner two nights ago, honeydew melon diced, shaved cheddar cheese, orange, multigrain bread. I was then asked if the recipe came from one of those cable television cooking shows. No, I replied. I don't have cable. This recipe came from what was found in the refrigerator. The explanation was received amusingly. The topic of discussion mused on to, for some reason, the Olympics and idle pageant-like shows of talent. On the way home, I mused about the lunchtime Q&A session, which reminded me of the Dada exhibit I had seen over the weekend. The sandwich was a collage, the juxtaposition of found objects, a montage of aftermath. What were the demographically mediated influence, the socioeconomic sciences, the historic and current events that culture the politics of this edible concoction? Was my sandwich a bourgeois provocation, a trifle that stimulated conversation? Did the sandwich exemplify a denouncement of the prepared food industry, a never-ending conflict with laboratory-extracted, chemically preserved, amalgamated ingredients? Like the anti-art tendencies of Dada, was my lunchtime mashup anti-sandwich? Whatever. A very tasty absurdity indeed. Served with extra crispy potato chips, a golden apple, and mineral water. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email regarding preparation nuances. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Be sure to experiment with flavor, and remember, eat your absurdities. Ingredients. Eat, eat, eat ingredients, so try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2006 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.